Hey, guys and guidettes, welcome to It's Whatever and Pizza with Nico and Tom, where the pizza's always stale and the music's always fresh.
Okay, I guess it's working.
All right, so Tom's recovering from a cold. So his.
That's me. Or if you hear snoring, because I'm also really tired.
Yeah, he might fall asleep.
I better not fall
so
asleep.
So there might not be any mixing at the end of the show.
I might just be sleeping.
Or just Tom trying to scream in a high-pitched voice. Wait, no, try and say something
high-pitched. Yay! Wee! My voice is really weird. Yeah, can't do
sounds like...
Oh, low-pitched voice, blah.
Sounds like puberty. Okay, so we are going to play, but of course, I guess I'm just going to play the whole album. It's a vinyl that I got. It's, and the name of the album is But Of Course, and it's with two T's.
Oh, yay!
It's actually really good.
I wish this was like a video cast or something so we could show the picture of the cover.
It's yeah, the cover is, okay. So on the cover, there's this.
Side boob.
Yeah, there's this like prehistoric black lady with big frizzy
like
hair
and stuff.
Wearing like a leopard print.
Doesn't she have a club or something?
Wearing, what are those things called?
Like, toga?
No, it's not a toga. It's a loincloth,
yeah.
And then she has like a nip slip going on.
Super nip slip.
And then super.
To the future.
And then there's this Afro clad superhero, black superhero running behind her. And then there's this whole backstory about the Bertha Butt Boogie, which spawned from this cave lady named Bertha. Shaking her butt, and she starts this whole thing called the Butt Boogie. I think that's how it goes.
But of course.
So it's actually a really good album, and I really think everyone should just hear it in its entirety. So that's what I'm going to play today.
And see the cover. Like, look it up on Google or something if you're listening.
Yeah. Do it.
Man. The party was jumping when Bertha got off of her stump. The whistles were blowing and everybody did the bump. But all the time Bertha had been working on a goodie. Now folks call it Bertha Butt Boogie. When Bertha got moving, her hips were humming in the wind. The ground started shaking, no grass grew where she'd been. The music was popping, the crowd had formed a ring. Our sisters yelled, "Boogie Bertha, do your thing!" All for your information, Bertha had three sisters, Betty Butt, Bella Butt, and Bathsheba Butt.
When Bertha bought a bit of goodie, she started a Bertha Butt boogie.
I said no question.
Bum, 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 bum stand, holding each other's hand, and you would draw me closer to you and whisper words that I had never heard. You made them sound so true, I thought you meant them too.
Something funky that was looking out of sight. It turned to cold summer in the winter of July. Everything is groovy, but I can't imagine why. Why?
I don't know.
Hallucinations in my mind, in my mind.
They got politicians dealing in collusion, dirty water and air pollution, but they haven't found the right solution, and they've yet to go a long, long way.
Hallucinations in my mind, in
bitter fighting has again broken out between the warring nations of the East. The new outbreak is blamed on complete collapse of negotiations, and no hope of truce talks is expected according to representatives of both sides. Meanwhile, on the home front, rising tensions have followed news of escalating food prices, which have reached an all-time high. Mounting inflation is alleged to be a direct cause of crime in our cities. Figures released by the Bureau of Statistics indicate that the unemployment rate has risen in direct proportion to the rise in homicides and crimes against persons and property. Moving ahead, the Dow Jones average has dipped to its lowest point in the history of the stock market. Stock trading on the floor of the exchange has come to an almost complete halt as officials refuse to make themselves available for comment. A bulletin has just come in. A missile has been sighted heading toward the continental United States. Officials believe that some error has been made that cannot be corrected.
Wait a minute, baby. I didn't ask for Webster's meaning. Are you but out south, North Carolina. Hey, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Miles Grimes is from North Carolina. Hey, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Put a little drawl on it for me.
All right.
P-O-T-E-N-T-I-A-L spells.
Potential.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anchor Dad.
Sorry.
Hey guys and guidettes, welcome to It's Whatever and Pizza with Tom and Nico, where the pizza is always stale and the music is always fresh.
Woo! Did we do it right?
Hey guys and guidettes, it's Tom and Nico.
I'm not gonna try to.
And we have special guests Sarah Jane and Lucy Smith Hollier.
Special.
Lucy Smith Hollier.
Now I know their names.
She has a new. She has a new middle name.
Magic.
Okay, so while listening to the song "Bertha Butt Boogie," I was struck by the deep quality of the lyrics, and so I thought I would look them up, and.
So I thought I would find out what they were.
Because I just wanted to analyze them more in depth, and.
Yes.
So me and the rest of the people here are going to have a dramatic reading of the Bertha Butt Boogie.
It'll be dramatic.
And we're going to switch off about every two lines, and it's going to be fun.
And things.
The party was jumping when Bertha got off o' her stump.
Well, who's next?
Okay. Tom, you go next.
Okay. The whistles were blowing, and everybody did the bump.
But all the time, Bertha had been working on her goodie.
New folks call it the now folks call it the Bertha Butt Boogie.
When Bertha Butt did her goodie, she started the Bertha Butt Boogie.
No question. When Bertha got moving,
her hips were humming in the wind. The ground started shaking.
No grass grew where she'd been. The music was popping.
The crowd had formed a ring. Her sisters yelled, "Boogie, Bertha, do your thing."
For your information, Bertha had three sisters.
Betty Butt, Bella Butt, and Bathsheba Butt. When Bertha Butt did her goodie,
she started the Bertha Butt Boogie. I said no question.
Hey, Leroy, get away from that woman. The boy will never learn.
Uh-oh, here comes the troglodyte. What does that even mean? Come here, sock it to me.
Bertha stood back and yelled, "Betty, Bella, Bathsheba."
And the Butt sisters backed her up when she yelled, "I need ya."
The troglodyte, Leroy Luther. And the Butt sisters all knew
that the Bertha Butt Boogie was now the thing to do.
When Bertha Butt did her goodie, she started the Bertha Butt Boogie.
No question. Yeah, just say it. Okay, now you can be Bertha and I'll be Troglodyte.
Okay. I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
me like. Come here, woman.
Wait, am I Leroy? Okay. I'm Leroy. Yo, mama, I'm calling you, man. What?
Yeah, the boogie.
When Bertha Butt did her goody, she started the Bertha Butt Boogie.
But when Bertha Butt did her goody, she started the Bertha Butt Boogie.
Hey, Leroy. When Bertha Butt did her goodie,
she started the
Bertha Butt Boogie.
Woo! That made sense.
And in case you were wondering what a troglodyte was, it's not a trilobite.
I thought it was a trilobite, but it's not.
Yeah, a trilobite is a
bug thing.
Wait, let me look it up on Wikipedia.
We need to consult the Wikipeds.
Okay.
Is like online on
trilobites. Trilobites are a well-known fossil group of extinct marine arthropods that from the class Trilobita. The first appearance of a trilobites in the fossil record defines the base of the Afdabanian stage of the early Cambrian period. 526 million years ago. Wow, those guys are old. And they flourished throughout the lower Paleozoic era before beginning a drawn-out decline to extinction when during the Devonian almost all trilobite orders, with the sole exception of the Proetida, died out.
What?
Trilobites finally disappeared in the mass extinction at the end of the Permian about 250 million years ago. The trilobites were among the most successful of all early animals, roaming the oceans for over 270 million years.
We should add a portion of the show where we just read a random Wikipedia article.
Yeah. Wait, I'm going to see if they have Wikipedia for troglodyte.
For troglodyte? Troglodyte was the thing in the song. That yeah. Doesn't, oh, there is actually
there's
Wikipeds.
Okay, a troglodyte is spelled T-R-O-G-L-O-D-Y-T-E. It doesn't really seem to have any concrete definition.
It links to a bunch of other pages.
It says troglodyte may refer to a Homo troglodytes.
Oh, so maybe Bertha is a trog... No.
An invalid taxon coined by Carl Linnaeus to refer to a legendary creature, or it can refer to a caveman, a stock character based upon widespread concepts of the way in which early prehistoric humans may have looked and behaved.
So maybe it's that, like, super caveman guy in the...
Yeah.
Except or maybe it's
Leroy. Cave woman? Well, I thought it was a cave woman.
No, wasn't there like super caveman in the background? I don't remember.
Super
caveman.
No, I don't think he was super. I think he was just like a super just afro man.
Super fro
or something.
Man of the fro. I don't remember.
Superman of color. Okay.
Anyway.
Wait, Tom, are you going to do your mixing for the next
and
10 minutes?
I don't know. Do you want to play more of that?
There's no more.
Oh.
There's no Bertha but. Boogies.
No!
But of course is over.
No. Well, okay. I guess I'll play something. I don't have anything planned. But.
Wait, I can play... Yeah.
Bananas?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll play a few more songs for you guys.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy. These are some more songs from records that I got from the Mystery Train record store out in... Amherst, give a shout out.
It's like a
check it out if you
want to
check it out if you like records and vinyl. They have vinyl and CDs, and they have a pretty cool selection. They have like pretty obscure artists, but some of them some of them are good.
Oh,
Hey guys and guys, welcome to It's Whatever and Pizza with Tom and Nico.
Which you've been listening to for a while.
Yeah. Where the pizza is always stale and the music's always fresh.
And Nico has music that I can't figure out how to follow.
Okay, so for the first part of the show, played But Of Course, the album by Jimmy Castor.
And a bunch of other people.
Jimmy Castor Bunch featuring the Everything Man. No, that's just for one song.
And some other people.
But the Jimmy Castor Bunch. And then for the second part, I played a few songs off of the album Misa Luba by Les Troubadours du Roy Baudouin.
Anyway, we probably butchered their name.
Yeah. So the first part is Les Troubadours, and then the second part is spelled D-U space R-O-I space.
Actually, you probably got it right.
B-A-U-D-O-U-I-N. And the first song I played was Banana. The second song...
Banana!
The second song I played was Twi Tashinamino.
Oh, no. How do we say it?
And the third song was Dibwe Diambul Kabanda.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening.
I didn't fall asleep.
And tune in next time.
Despite being sick. Bye.